We're back to the Neil Haley Show. And, you know, when we talk about being healthy and also suffering through some sort of disease, some sort of health issue, we all have health problems. Look at the number of people that have pre-existing conditions and yet could not be carried on a healthcare unless they go on a specific government plan or have to have a job, even if they don't want to have a job, just to have healthcare. That we see and we struggle through certain things. We can't get rid of asthma. We can't get rid of high blood pressure. We're suffering with obesity and multiple things. There's no hope. But our guest today is going to tell us we do have hope. So I'm excited to welcome to Janine Kennedy. Janine, thanks for stopping by. And don't you agree that people are to write people off, specifically say, hey, we tried everything. You're going to have to be on this medication forever. And yes, it's still, it's going to just help mask the problem, but you're still going to suffer in pain. You're going to suffer with just problems that are going to occur for life, and you're never really going to live the life you want to live, right?
That's right. I worked in hospitals for a long time as a nurse in ICU, CCU, and I witnessed things all over the U.S., how we were handling healthcare. And I'm just so grateful to have a mentor now that has helped me understand how to help health in a different way.
Exactly. So let's just jump into this, Janine. Let's jump into specifically enough what you can do and who you've helped in your career and explain that process. You work with people that people have given up on. They say, you know what? Oh, you have this issue. It's never going to happen. You're going to have to be on medication for the rest of your life. Well, let's just give you an example of simple hypertension. Everyone says, oh, you're going to have to be on medication. There's no way to fix this. Weight loss is going to pick, you're just built that way. Or somebody's going to tell somebody, you know what, you have specifically some form of asthma or you have certain allergies. And oh, the only way to do it is be on medication the rest of your life. You say no to those things, right, Janine?
Absolutely. There's no way you have to be on medications. And I help people understand that for every medication, there's a side effect you'll have to live with the rest of your life. And we can do other things to heal the body. When we give our body what it needs, the problems go away. When we understand what the root problem is, why do you have hypertension? Why do you have asthma? It's like you just keep going, spiraling down until you find the root cause and you solve the root cause, which is always the cells, by the way. Your cells are healthy. If you understand how to fix the cell, then you'll be well. And that's what I do. I teach people how to fix the cells so that they can become well for life.
Okay. So let's talk about who you've helped so far and what kind of stories and give a little bit of what you do that is different than other people.
Well, I currently am helping a young girl, well, she's in her 40s, that has stage 4 cancer metastasized to her bones, 2 years of chemotherapy. And when she gets to the end and can't keep anything, vomited 15 times for a year, and they said, well, you have about a month to live, then she was brought to me. And I said, well, you're still alive. There's hope. You know, if we're still alive, if there's still life, then there's still a chance to heal the cells and recover. And she's doing well now. So I helped her understand how the body regenerates and heals. I had an alternative medical doctor, very well-known doctor, who Mayo Clinic gave 3 days to live. And I went to his house and I said, well, tomorrow morning, let's build healthy cells. If we get the good cells ahead of the bad cells, you'll win the war and you can live a long time. And 3 months later, he's mowing his yard. And 5 years, more significant, because we don't usually look at long-term. 5 years later, he's out flying a plane. So when he was 79 when I met him, still working as a medical doctor, appeared healthy, had good health most of his life, but his health crashed and everyone gave up on him, including Mayo Clinic gave him 3 days. Chicago gave him maybe a week.
Those are great success stories. And what did you do to help them through these processes? What did you like? Is it mostly natural things? What do you do to kind of sit them down and try something different that works, as you talked to me off air about?
Well, the hardest thing is to really understand that there is a different way and believe it. It's like no one teaches us how the body heals. No one really helps us to understand how do we get nutrients in the cells? If we just go take a vitamin from a vitamin store, it's probably going to clog our body because it's not made in a way that will actually get in the cell. That it's, and no one really told us what nutrient dense food is. And so many people just don't understand what to eat, how to eat, and how to pick a good nutrient.
So true. Yeah, and natural is the right way than pharmaceuticals, right?
Well, it's amazing how many people don't know that our body regenerates every 7 to 8 years and that it happens every morning we get up. We have about 40 billion cells, and those cells go around in our body looking for their missing nutrients before they divide and have two babies. So every cell has twins, and that's medical knowledge. The 40 billion cells become 80 billion cells every single day. And we don't know if those cells are going to our brain or to our heart or to our foot, but we know that every day, 40 billion cells become 80 billion cells approximately. And when they don't have the nutrients that they need to feed their babies, you know, what day do you want to starve your babies and have defective cells? And that starts the progression just like an iceberg under the water. Every day we're building defective cells. We don't even know we're sick until the iceberg peaks and we have a symptom. Once we have a symptom, we have all those defective cells we've been building for a very long time. And many, many people don't understand that it's very, very possible to have a strong, healthy body and to stop disease if we build healthy cells every day.
Fabulous. So that's just great. And so basically it's basically you take a look at how the body works and looks at specific things, and you see people and say, well, through your years in nursing, you've figured out some of these things, it sounds like.
I've had over 40 years and many mentors, and I feel like when I talk to someone, I can see their body working in my mind. When if they can tell me their symptoms accurately, then I can see what's happening in their body all the way down to the cellular level and find the root problem and help them understand how to fix that problem.
You wish healthcare was like that, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. It's
right. Yeah. It's a frustration to see the pharmaceutical world and all these different things that you're going to be on medication for your life. You're going to go, and as you said, some of the stories you talked about your clients. So where's the best place people can connect with you, Janine, and go? Where can they go?
My website is quantum-health.us. My office phone is 269-470-7262.
All right. Well, thanks, Janine, for stopping by. Appreciate you coming on the show, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.